The teacher knows, he understands definitely that it's an oral instruction, because otherwise, how can he teach? So Geshe-la asks the question, how does the teacher, the author, understand? Just through reading books, studying books, applying effort, or through something special, receiving blessings? Suddenly, from time to time, whenever he is thinking, reading book, of course, preparing, writing, he's receiving blessings from his own teacher, his root guru, giving blessings, and then suddenly understanding appears. Instructions which are normally hidden objects become very clear, manifest objects, and then he writes. So Geshe-la's explaining here how an oral instruction comes to appear through receiving blessings. And he told me directly later, he told me this. What is an oral instruction? For example, the oral instructions of Mahamudra. So please don't misunderstand. Oral does not mean verbal. That's what we think it means. That's not what it means. So when we hear the word, term, oral instruction, we think it's verbal. It's not verbal. So listen carefully. It's oral instruction. For example, the oral instruction of Mahamudra book. When I write the book, the oral instructions of the Mahamudra, where does the page first appear? So we can apply this teaching to this book. Where does the page first appear? Geshe-la's answer, it appears to my mind. So the page, the sentences, appear to his mind. Then they are written down. So the instruction appears in Geshe-la's mind. Clearer, clearer. So Geshe-la says, first it appears to my mind. How? How? So this is the important point. Through the blessings of Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka, his root guru's blessings, through blessings, an instruction appears to Geshe-la's mind. For the people of the modern world, an instruction that has never appeared in that way before, ever. Because it's for us, it's for you and me, for all the people of the modern world. So first it appears to my mind through the blessings of Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka. It is, in fact, my realization. So it's Geshe-la's experience appearing. It's his experience, my realization. Sometimes it is coming through my sleep. So perhaps you know, many of you here who've been with Geshe-la for 30 or 40 years, you'll know because he told us on his retreat in Tarpa Land, when Geshe-la wrote many of our Kadampa books, for example, New Guide to Dakini Land, he wrote on that retreat in the late 80s. He would say it appeared during his dreams. So he'd awaken and his mind would be full of instructions that he would write down. Sometimes it is coming through my sleep. You know, the other thing is, we hear this and we have to marvel at the teacher we have found. We also have to think, this can happen for me. You know, when we become a very qualified disciple, we'll receive instructions in this way through Guru Samadhi, Buddha Haruka's blessings. Sometimes it is coming through my sleep. When I wake up, it comes page by page. So, you know, Geshe-la writes, he just writes down new sentences for the modern world that are oral instructions coming through blessings. You know, he also has told us, because he has a unique function in this world, unique, he's the founder of the new Kadampa tradition, a completely new presentation of the whole of Buddha's teachings for the people of the modern world, as you know. And he received permission from his root guru, Trijang Dorji Chang, that he could change the presentation for the people of the modern world. And Geshe-la has told us, you know, you imagine you're going to change not the meaning, but the presentation. And he said, for him, it's naturally coming. And all I can say is it's still coming. Geshe-la's writing, he wakes up and more sentences are coming. And we have to hope that that continues for a very long time. Because, you know, there's those of you here who know that 10 or 12, 15 years ago, Geshe-la said, this is my last book. And then this is my last book. And then this is my last book. And it's just coming, pouring out of his heart. So he said, sometimes it's coming through my sleep. When I wake up, it comes, page by page. Also, I am thinking. Then it becomes clear in my mind. Geshe-la puts so much thought and his care for us is tireless. Thinking, how do I express this meaning so that it will be clear to everybody forever? So he thinks. Then through blessings, it's coming. And we get unsurpassed, clear, precise teachings from Wisdom Buddha.